Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kuku Radio. In our today's program, we are going to talk about study. 欢迎收听本期的可可电台。今天我们来聊一下学习。今天跟大家一起来分享到的是学霸的必备武器。第五个秘密的武器是 method, 方法。其实呢，学习的方法也是非常非常重要的。It's always good to have a plan.我们说有一个计划呢，总是好的。However big or complex your task may look at first sight, with a flexible plan, you can always find a way to manage it. 然而呢，不管乍一看这个任务有多么庞大，或是有多么复杂，如果有一个可行的计划，你总能找到一种管理的方法。When studying breaks your biggest goal into smaller chunks.Or tasks. 在学习的时候呢，将你最大的目标或是任务分解成许多小块。It's best if each these chunks consists of a single topic. 最好呢是每一小块都是有一个单一的主题的。Often you will discover one or two key elements that stand out and get fixed in your mind. You can then use those.As building blocks.
通常呢，你会发现一个或是两个明显的关键元素，并且呢，扎根在你的头脑里，那么你就可以使用这些作为构建的模块了。
Classic tricks used by memory professionals include the house of memory, where you place everything you want to remember in unique locations in the house.
记忆大师使用经典的伎俩包括房子记忆术。你把所有想记住的全部定位到房子里的一处独特的位置。
It's also useful to use humor, play with your keywords, and make them funny and outrageous. You will be surprised at how much easier they are to memorize.
使用幽默方法呢，同样很有用。赋予关键词有趣或是惊奇的意义，你会对这么容易就记住它们而感到惊讶的。所以呢，有的时候学习方法真的非常非常的重要，不要忽略了学霸的第五个必备的武器
，method 方法。That's all about our today's program. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye bye.